what to make of all these corporate earnings.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a moment, we'll be speaking with a chief investment strategist about this week's corporate earnings, as well as today's number from the Labor Department, how many people are filing for unemployment for the first time. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is up at this hour. It's up 54 points at 11,162. The NASDAQ up about 0.2%, and the S&P 500 up just about 0.5% at this time. Asian markets were mixed today on news that the Chinese economy grew 9.6% in the third quarter. Now to the analysis of Jeff Sott. He's chief investment strategist at Raymond James. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, first, to some of these corporate earnings we've been getting. We heard from Caterpillar this morning. They said stronger than expected earnings. AT&T's looking good as well today. Yesterday, we got a lot of airline earnings, and they reported a solid quarter. What's your takeaway so far from the earnings season?
As of yesterday's close, the third quarter earnings, the companies that had reported, 78% of them had beaten on the earnings line, and 58% of them have beaten on the revenue line. But even more importantly, fourth quarter guidance out of the reporting companies has been very strong.
That means that they're looking forward to good stuff ahead.
Correct.
So does this mean we're on the road back to good health, you think?
Yeah, I think the economy is going to be a subpar recovery. You're not going to get 5, 6, 7% GDP growth, but I think the double dip has clearly been taken off the table.
Well, what about the job market? We heard from the Labor Department today that applications for jobless benefits dropped. That's a good thing, by 23,000. Now, what do you make of that?
Well, the claims came in at 452,000, about 3,000 better than expected, but they revised last week up by 13,000. It's not really job losses that's the problem right here. It's a lack of hiring. A lot of companies have intentions to hire, but they haven't freed up the purse strings yet. So I think the recovery in the job market is going to be slow, and it's going to take a long time to get back to where we were.
Not hiring, even though they're seeing some good earnings. Well, Jeff Sott, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
Jeff Sott is chief investment strategist at Raymond James. News this morning from Tokyo of another big Toyota recall. The company says there may be mechanical problems with 1.5 million cars, more than half of them right here in the U.S. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The recall in the U.S. affects Lexus, Avalon, and Highlander models from 2004 to 2006. The problem is potential leaking in the brake cylinder. Toyota will notify owners and fix the cars at no charge. The company says no accidents have been reported so far. Toyota faced major quality problems earlier this year and ultimately had to recall more than 10 million cars and trucks after being pressured by safety advocates and regulators. David Bailey at the Coventry University Business School says the company's changed its tune this time around.
In this case, what we're seeing is Toyota acting quickly to recall over a million cars in the U.S. and Japan. But in the car industry, recalls are actually pretty common. We've just seen BMW, Rolls-Royce make big recalls, Toyota doing the same thing. The key thing is identifying the problem, fixing it quickly, and reassuring customers.
Toyota's U.S. sales are up this year, like all big automakers, but not nearly as much as rivals Ford, Honda, and Hyundai. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. And by Ally Bank, committed to customer service. At allybank.com, visitors can chat online with a customer care associate 24/7.
The French Senate is expected to vote this week on pension reform. That's the issue that's led to all those big protests in France. The government is trying to tackle huge budget deficits. And our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, joins us now. And Chris, you're trying to figure out if there's some similarity between us and France.
So what do? I look at government bond yields.
Of course.
And isn't that what everyone does? Well, I love government bond yields. Lots of information
Who
on bond yields. Well, French bond yields are up compared to, say, German debt. But here in the U.S., Jeremy, you know, we hear over and over and over again about this huge federal budget deficit that we have. And it is huge, $1.3 trillion. But our interest rates are remarkably low.
And what's the message in that? Why are interest rates so low? I mean, nobody's happy about the red ink here, but we don't have any strikes going on.
Yeah, but I think the difference between France and the U.S. is really instructive. And no, I'm not going to go off on a lot of jokes. I mean, I'm tempted, but I'm not going
Thank
to.
Thank you.
Okay. Instead, if you go back to the mid-90s, French government was dealing with a big budget deficit, and so it made some changes. And guess what, Jeremy? Guess what? There were strikes and protests.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, there's a comment made by Daniel Cohn-Bendit. Now, I doubt that's a name that's on the tip of your tongue.
Nope.
But he was better known as Danny the Red. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he said something very important. He said, in America, before you get major changes, there are these congressional hearings, there are these public debates between Congress and the president. You got this whole process of public discussion. Whereas in France, the government just says, here's what's going to happen, and we end up with strikes.
And we're right in that process right now. I mean, that conversation does seem to be going on in Washington as we speak.
That's such a delicate word for what's going on in terms of conversation. Yes, it is. But, you know, you're absolutely right. And here's just what's really striking. Hard-nosed investors, the so-called bond market vigilantes, they're betting that the conventional fiscal pessimism about the U.S. is wrong. I mean, really wrong. That if the debt or when the debt and the deficit threaten our prosperity, we'll change the rules of the game. So here's the message in bond yields. Don't sell the American political system short, at least not yet.
Those bond guys are really optimistic people. All right. Marketplace's senior economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, just in time for Halloween, the website CareerCast has unveiled its list of the scariest jobs around. This is based on phobia rankings from a medical library. All right, here are a few of them. Number 4, bomb squad technician. Makes sense. Number 1, forensic entomologist. Look it up. It's pretty gross. Number 10, by the way, is comedian. And you can see the rest of the list at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, and with a not-so-scary job, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
A couple of years ago, Corin Tucker from the band Slater Kinney noticed things taking a turn for the worse in her adopted hometown of Portland, Oregon.
You know, a couple of the people lost their jobs, and it seemed like it started to snowball. And it suddenly was like, when is this going to end?
I'm Kai Rizdal, a rock star turned stay-at-home mom, reflects on the recession. Our series, The Art of Money, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.